In the Philippian letter, the Apostle Paul said, "Think on these things," chapter 4 and verse 8. Right thinking is an admonition ever present in the Scriptures. When the Apostle Peter wrote to the sojourners of the dispersion, he said, "Wherefore, girding up the loins of your mind, be sober, and set your hope perfectly on the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ," 1 Peter 3:13. Girding up the loins refers to the long loose robes which were drawn up and belted at the waist when someone wanted to walk or work with energy. Thus, girding up the loins of your mind admonishes an individual to mean business, to make a decision, take action, be not idle, not drifting after some momentary attraction. We live in a world of ungodliness, no better, no worse than those that came before us. The Lord identified the propensity of the world to be ungodly when he said, "Enter ye in by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many are they that enter in thereby. For narrow is the gate, and straitened the way that leadeth unto life, and few are they that find it," Matthew 7:13-14. And the Apostle Peter said, "The heavens that now are, and the earth, by the same word, have been stored up for fire, being reserved against the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men," 2 Peter 3 and verse 7. Such being the case, we need to ask ourselves the question, what thing should captivate our thoughts? The Apostle Paul said, "That which should captivate our thoughts," or "think on these things," are: 1. Truth, unconcealed, manifest, hence true to fact, or a thing conforming to reality. 2. Honor. The word points to seriousness of purpose and to self-respect in conduct. 3. Just. In the New Testament, it denotes righteous, a state of being right or right conduct, judged whether by the divine standard or according to human standards of what is right. 4. Pure. Pure from defilement, not contaminated. 5. Lovely. Pleasing, agreeable, a combination of the Greek pros, toward, and phileo, to love. The thought agrees well with 1 Corinthians 13, the chapter on love. 6. Of good report, uttering words or sounds of good omen, then avoiding ill-omened words, and hence fair sounding. 7. Any virtue. Virtue is intrinsic eminence, moral goodness, virtue, of any particular moral excellence. 8. Any praise. Whatsoever is praiseworthy and denotes approbation, commendation, praise. To these virtues, the Apostle Paul said, "Think on these things." Make those things the subject of your thoughtful consideration or carefully reflect on them. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett, encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Peter, saying, "Yea, and for this very cause, adding on your part all diligence, in your faith supply virtue, and in your virtue knowledge, and in your knowledge self-control, and in your self-control patience, and in your patience godliness, and in your godliness brotherly kindness, and in your brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, they make you to be not idle nor unfruitful under the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore, brethren, give the more diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never stumble, for thus shall be richly supplied unto you the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." 2 Peter 1:5-8 and verses 10 and 11.